You don't remember anything, do you? Oh, you poor thing. The drowsiness will go away. That's just the drugs wearing off. You're gonna have to relax, though, because I can't untie you yet. And if you keep moving, you're just gonna fuck everything up. You're probably wondering why you're here. If I'm gonna kill you or hurt you, if you're gonna get raped, something like that, right? If I'm being honest, it's gonna be a little bit of everything. But right now, my primary interest is getting inside this pretty little head of yours. And then I'll deal with the rest of you. I know you love the threats. The violence, the abuse. Isn't that right? You crave a little crazy. Why do you think I chose you? I noticed something about you. Your little secret. Those pretty little scars you have. The ones that no one notices unless they know better. I know better, sweetie. And I see them. And you're disgusting. I hate seeing those thin little lines. Just knowing how you barely scratch the fucking surface. And you're still full of all the bad things that couldn't bleed out. That's why nobody wants you. Don't worry, though. I'm gonna help. I'll open them all back up for you. Show you what a real cut looks like. How to get all the bad things out. I'm gonna hurt you real bad. Some days, I'm gonna choose what we do. Some days, I'm gonna make you choose. And you're gonna talk to me and tell me how it feels. And I'm gonna drug you. Even worse than this, and you won't know what I've done until you wake up with pain shooting all the way through your pathetic little body. You're gonna scream, begging for it to stop, until you're nothing but a blubbering little mess. And I bet you can't wait. I bet if I was to run my hand up between your thighs and move that toy out of the way, that I would find you fucking soaked right now. I'm sure the vibrations are helping, but not what I'm about to do to you. How I'm going to completely fucking ruin you. I know you love it. Whores always do. And as long as you're good and you listen, we won't have a problem. You can struggle and scream all you want. I love a good fight. You can even try and run if you want. I didn't lock the door. But see, we're in the middle of the woods. And I love a good chase. Hunting you down and dragging you back here. Reminding you of what you really are. Well, that's part of the fun. So if you want to run, then run. But I'm not the only one that gets to have fun. I have some friends. And sometimes they like to have a go with my toys. I just have to be sure that you're worth sharing. And I get to have a little fun determining just how much you can actually take. You might even enjoy it sometimes. So don't act like you're being abused if you fucking like it. If you're coming, we aren't raping you. Be sure you say thank you then. It'll be a bit of work at first, but you'll get the hang of it. You won't see them as much. You'll mostly spend your time with me. Unfortunately, they're much nicer to the playthings than I am. They actually stop. I tend to get bored pretty easy, though. And at some point, I'll get bored of you, and I'll let you go again. You heard me right. Again. This isn't the first time you've been here. This isn't even the second or third time you've been here. You never remember, and I do such a good job being sure of that. And every time I let you go and you go home, no one even cares that you've been gone. They all just think, oh, there she goes again, running off with these strangers, fucking desperate for attention. She'll come home when she gets ready. And I bet, even if you did remember, that you wouldn't delete my number. You'd keep coming back, because deep down, you know you're just a toy, and you like being treated like one. Being used and discarded like fucking trash. Just a sad little girl trying to get her fix. Like I said though, I make sure you don't remember. I drug you real heavy for a few weeks before I let you go. Gives me time to make sure you don't remember a single thing about this. You won't remember us hanging out, or us going to dinner. You won't remember waking up in the back of a van. Or when I crawl back there and cut your clothes off, you won't remember this place, any of us, or any of the things that we did to you. I'll flush you out completely. They won't find a trace of anything. No evidence. Then you'll be dressed. You'll be drugged again. And I'll drop you off on some back road for some poor soul to pick you up to try and help. But that's only if you're good. Otherwise, they're just gonna find your body, just thrown away in a ditch somewhere, and no one would even be surprised. How's that toy feeling? Is your little pussy tired of the vibrations yet? And I thought about just fucking your ass until you woke up. I think that would have been more fun, but maybe next time. See, I left you alone for a few months this time. Tried to give you some time to heal after our last encounter. I must say, some of the things I played with in the meantime were boring, for lack of words. They were really bad at holding their breath. I remember you struggling with it a little too, especially when you started panicking. But you tried so hard to be a good whore. You really did. Like your first time here. When I wasn't nice at all and I shoved my pretty cock in you. And like the good whore you are, you pushed back against me. You fucking loved it. And you tried so hard to hide it. The shame. You loved being raped. And you tried that pathetic little fake cry so just maybe it wouldn't be so obvious. But I could feel how fucking wet you were. And I could see you bite your lip every time my hand went to your throat. And I knew how much you loved it. Especially when it burned in your lungs and you couldn't hold your breath any longer. When you tried to fight me and push me away. Begging me to pretty please just kill you already. It was pathetic. You wanted to be a whore. You wanted to be a little rape doll. Was it worth it knowing what was going to happen later? When you get fucked harder and harder, punished like you fucking deserve, raped into behaving like a good girl, is it worth it? My little bitch is so numb and she just wants to feel something. You would do anything, isn't that right? You would let us use you, cut you, abuse every part of your little body. And you know this basic boring shit doesn't do it for you anymore, does it, princess? That's why you beg to get raped, so you can actually fucking get off. You need someone to forcefully make you come, to forcefully stretch your holes with their cocks, and to shove their cocks into your pretty mouth and down your throat. You need it, don't you? The abuse. Hopping from lap to lap, hoping you'll end up with the right person. Someone that'll just put you out of your fucking misery. And that's why I'm doing this. I want you to feel something. I want to teach you a lesson. How this is all you're truly worth. How you're nothing but a fucking flashlight for men to use. Nothing but a hole. You're to come in. You're to serve the cock around you. And that is your only fucking purpose in this world, cunt. Now I'm gonna touch you and you're gonna be very still. Do you understand? I don't want you to talk. I don't want you to make any noise. All you can do is breathe. And for every noise, it'll be a cut when I'm done. And don't think I'm not going to count them. I always do. I want you to come like you always do. Come from knowing what's going to happen. Come from the thought of a cock in your ass. From someone you aren't even sure if you fucking know. That's right. let me be sure you can't breathe at all. And this is exactly what you fucking deserve. Come here. Hold it. Hold your fucking breath. Sluts don't get to breathe. Right? You know that. Fucking hold it. I want it to hurt. I want it to burn so fucking bad that you would do anything to breathe. Oh, fuck you, bitch. I want you to come right now. You can do it. Be a good whore. Oh, you don't need to breathe, do you? No, you don't. You just need to please me. That's right. You better hurry, my friends are here. Come. You can do it, or I want you to fucking come. I want you to make a mess till the juices are dripping down your fucking legs. That's right. You're just excited to get used more, aren't you? Fuck you. Breathe, bitch. Breathe while you can. Because every little breath that you take is going to matter. And you never know when it's going to be your last one. But you're a good whore, right? As long as we feel good, it doesn't matter what happens to you. Remember that.